Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, ladies and gentlemen. First off, allow us to introduce ourselves. I'm Enzo.
I'm Sylvia.
I'm Emily. And we're the Dream Team. Today we're going to be talking about how birth order affects our personalities.
Before we get started, we'd love to give a special shout out to our sponsor, Mr. Brian Fritch. Now that we got that out of the way, let's get started.
Did you know that the youngest children happen to be the most manipulative and charming in relation to their siblings? This has to do with the specific trait that correlates to their birth order. First, let's start off with the definition of birth order. Birth order refers to the order a child is born in their family. First, let's talk about traits typically identified with the oldest children in their family. Some traits include perfectionism, being a list maker, well-organized, scholarly, logical, they don't like surprises, but love computers and are very compliant. So now, let's talk about traits that are typically identified with the middle children. Middle children are typically mediators, compromising, diplomatic, avoid conflict, independent, loyal to peers, have many friends, are also very secretive, unspoiled, and have reasonable expectations.
Now let's talk about traits typically identified with the youngest children in their family. Some of these traits include that they're manipulative and charming, as stated earlier. They blame others. They're attention seekers. They're tenacious. They're natural salespeople. They're precocious. They're engaging, affectionate, and they love surprises. They're also known as very good risk takers.
Let's talk about traits typically identified with the only children of the family. By the age of 7, they're already considered little adults. They're very thorough and deliberate. They're high achievers, very self-motivated. They're fearful and cautious. They're avid readers, and they're black and white thinkers.
Now to dig deeper to determine the truthfulness of these characterizations, we're going to interview people, including ourselves, and determine how much these traits correlate to ours in relation to our birth order. To begin, we're going to interview somebody that's the oldest child. In my opinion, I feel like being the oldest child in a family can sound like a pretty good gig in theory. You're given a few younger siblings that you can boss around whenever you want. But at the same time, I feel like growing up as the older sibling, you have many responsibilities and expectations placed upon you to be a role model. Emily, being the oldest child, how do you feel this correlates to you?
You know what, Enzo? I completely agree with everything that you just said. My family consists of my mom and my dad, obviously. Then there's me, the firstborn. Then comes my sister, and after, my little brother. I personally do feel like I've been given the role as a leader. You know, I have to be the responsible one because I'm the oldest. As the oldest, I'm supposed to know everything. My dad's always on my case, saying I'm supposed to set a good example because my siblings look up to me. This is where my parents have always been hard on me, but that just also gives me a better reason to do good in school and be a good person. A negative side effect of being the oldest is that I'm always being blamed for everything. In fights, I'm usually blamed because I'm supposed to be the mature one. I honestly hate that it's my fault all the time, even though my younger siblings are the ones that usually start the minor fights. For example, when my brother and I argue, my mom always tells me to stop first. Then when I get annoyed and speak up, I tell her to control her son too. Being the oldest child does have its negatives, but it definitely has its positives. When I was younger, I would always make my siblings do things for me. They were basically like my minions. Along with that, I always pranked them. When I would get mad at them, I always said they were adopted, but I was just kidding. So regardless of all the negative problems that come with being the oldest child, I honestly don't love it, but I don't hate it. I'm more neutral. I don't like all the stress put upon me, but I do appreciate having a close relationship with my siblings and them looking up to me.
Wow, that's a very fascinating perspective and a wonderful insight to the world of an oldest child.
The oldest child gets mom and dad's undivided attention, while the baby of the family can often get away with doing whatever they want. So Sylvia, where does that leave you as a middle child?
After reading and learning about middle children, everything really resonated with me. However, I wasn't always the mediator or one to compromise. I was a baby in the family until my sister was born. By the time I became the middle child, I was already 14 years old. I had learned to be charming, an avid reader, and so I had to completely shift the way my train of thought flowed. So to continue, being a middle child wasn't too hard at first. It was mainly me helping my mom, which wasn't too hard. I had always wanted a younger sibling, so I didn't mind at all with her. Until my sister started getting older, that's when I really felt what society calls middle child syndrome, which is a theory that suggests middle children resent the attention that parents give their firstborn and younger kids. It wasn't really a sense of resentment, but it was just foreign to me. An example of this where I was really irritated was my last softball game of the season. I was going to be pitching, and my mom hadn't been to a game our whole season, and she had promised she would miss work and go. However, that didn't happen at all. My little sister wanted to have a play date, and my mom had said yes. It wasn't that serious, but that's where I realized I wasn't the only one that was a priority now. So in order to conclude how I feel about being a middle child, I just would like to say that the traits of a middle child are in great connection to the way my personality functions. I am 100% a peacemaker between my four other siblings whenever they have any disagreements, and I'm without a doubt someone who avoids conflict in order to maintain a happy environment in my house. So today, we also decided to bring in a guest star. Would you please say your name?
My name is Virginia Vincent, and I'm an 11th grader in Bravo Medical Magnet High School.
Awesome. So Virginia, you're the youngest child, correct?
Yes, I'm the youngest out of three children, including me. The oldest one is in college, and she's 22, and the other one is also in college, and she's 20.
Awesome. So how does it feel being the youngest child? How does it feel?
Well, it feels like kind of left out because since they're in college, I don't really have any family members that I could relate to that are my age. And also, anytime I need help with schoolwork, it's hard to find people.
So from my observations, I can see that being the only child is like living the luxurious life. Is this what it's like for you, Enzo?
Honestly, most of the time it does feel like the luxurious life, as you stated. I'm pretty spoiled, and my family gives me a lot of attention when they have time to. But at the same time, I often feel pretty lonely without having any siblings. I've been living 17 years with no siblings, and it feels like I just have nobody to relate to, as one of the other people we interviewed said. It honestly makes me feel unhappy sometimes that I have nobody to talk to when I'm feeling down or when I have problems that are school related, because nobody can help me because my parents, they're not very helpful when it comes to school stuff. I do love them, but I sometimes wish that I would have had another sibling, but I know that I wouldn't be as spoiled as I am today. So it evens out. I'm pretty chill about it, if we're being honest. It has its upsides and it has its downsides, but overall, I wouldn't change anything. I'm fine and content with my life as it is. Also, in correlation to how my personality is affected by being an only child, I do consider myself not an overachiever, but like a high achiever. But I also consider myself very independent and very deliberate and also very driven in order to, like, in regards to completing work and completing tasks given to me.
Well, honestly, sounds a lot like I expected. Thank you, Enzo, for the insight of the life of the only child. Wow, it was amazing to hear and learn so many new things from interviewing multiple people, including each other.
I enjoy that we were able to provide people with the opportunity to learn about new things in regards to birth order and how it affects people's personalities.
And that concludes another wonderful episode of our podcast. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful morning, afternoon, evening, or night, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk to you next time. Until then,
sayonara!